The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
The prayer of the day will be read responsively. Blessed are you, God of all creation, and blessed is the community into which you gather us.
Let this be a house of prayer for all people.
You promise, though, your beloved Son, that where we gather in his name, you are present. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your faithful people.
Breathe in us, refresh us, strengthen us, live in us.
Speak to us in word and sacrament. Teach us the truth and set us free.
Open our hearts to Scripture. Bathe us in living water. And feed us at the feast of your table.
Amen.
First reading, Exodus chapter 12, 1-14. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the firstborns, on all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance."
Psalm 116 will be read responsively. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your servant. You have loosed my heart.
I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.
1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord. Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. I will never forsake you. Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord. Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord. I will never forget you.
I will never forsake you.
I will never forget you.
I will never forsake you.
Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord. Listen, listen, listen to you, my Lord.
I will never forget you.
I will never forsake you.
I will
never forget you.
I will never forsake you.
The Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the hearts of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him.
And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin. He began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
Jesus answered,
"You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand."
Peter said to him,
"You will never wash my feet."
Jesus answered,
"Unless I wash you, you have no share with me."
Simon Peter said to him,
"Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them,
"Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their masters, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
Watch, O Lord, with all those awake this night. Watch, O Lord, with all those who weep. Then your angels and saints charge over all who sleep.
Send your aiming ones
in your love, Lord.
Bless your greedy ones
in your love, Lord. In your love, O Lord of
Watch, O Lord, with all those who sleep. Keep your angels and saints, charge over all who sleep. Soothe your suffering ones in your love, Lord. Heal afflicted ones in your love, Lord. Shield your joyous ones in your love. Thank you.
prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Sanctuary, pure and holy. sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Beautiful things, you make beautiful.
rises from the feast and clothes himself as a household slave and begins to wash the feet of those who will follow. He who would go before us into the new kingdom kneels to prepare us to walk a new path. He who would take on all that separates us from God washes us clean with the water of life. He who would be a leader of all becomes the servant of all, and he who bids us to follow. He gives us a new command, mandatum, in Latin, from which our Monday Thursday worship derives. He sums up the entirety of the gospel in one poignant invitation into a new way of being in life. It is an invitation to love, love, he says, as you have first been loved, love as God has first loved you.
Psalm 22, 11 through 21. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. And you, our ancestors, trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open their mouths wide at me like ravening and roaring lions. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like potsherd, and my tongue is stuck to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for our dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver me from the soul of the from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion.